police officer among four dead in shooting at New York City office building. Thailand accuses Cambodia of violating hours-old ceasefire. Gaza experiencing real starvation. Trump says China offers parents $1,500 in bid to boost births. Ex-Colombian President Alvaro Uribe guilty of witness tampering. Trump cites Murdoch's age to seek swift deposition in Epstein case. Pro-Ukraine hacker group claims Aeroflot cyber attack. Putin must agree. Ukraine ceasefire in 10 or 12 days. Says Trump 17 killed as gunman attack bear in Ecuador. France and Germany lead down beat EU response to US trade deal. Nigeria kidnapper skill 3-5 hostages even after ransom paid. Israeli rights groups accuse Israel of genocide in Gaza. Google failed to warn 10 million of Turkey earthquake severity. US begins preparing Qatari jet to be used as Air Force One. 5 killed in Bangkok market mass shooting. Southern Europe in heat wave fans multiple wildfires. Bowen. Israel's aid measures a gesture to allies horrified by Gaza starvation. BBC uncovers lasting toxic legacy of cargo ship disaster off Sri Lanka. How Trump wants the U.S. to cash in on mineral-rich DR Congo's peace deal. Ancient site stirs heated political debate on India's past. The Caribbean islands that give you a passport if you buy a home. The Last Custodian, a Kashmiri artisan's battle to save a musical legacy. Europe accused of going soft on Azerbaijan to avoid buying Russian gas. World's thirst for matcha dries up, global supplies. School leavers losing their lives for Russia in Putin's war with Ukraine. Tea time with Trump, striking balls and deals over 18 holes. Watch 4 killed in Manhattan shooting. Watch nursing home residents rescued from China floods. Watch BBC's Jeremy Bowen goes on board a plane dropping aid into Gaza. Southern European heatwave fans multiple wildfires. Passengers use emergency slides to flee plane fire in U.S. I witnessed war crimes in Gaza. Former worker at GHF aid site tells BBC, I'm so tired. Mother of starving Gazan baby speaks to BBC. Gorilla habitats and pristine forest at risk as DRC opens half of country to oil and gas drilling bids. Christopher Nolan criticized for filming in occupied Western Sahara city. Eswatini opposition attacks U.S. deal as human trafficking, disguised as deportation. UK's aid cuts will hit children's education and raise risk of death. Man rescued trying to reach Spain from Morocco in rubber ring and flippers. Colombia's former president Alvaro Uribe found guilty of witness tampering. Democrat urges hearing into human rights abuses at El Salvador mega prison. Missionaries using secret audio devices to evangelize Brazil's isolated peoples. Men freed from El Salvador mega prison endured state-sanctioned torture, lawyers say. Come with me, Chuck E., Florida police arrest mascot for credit card fraud as children look on. Thailand seeks to ease fears amid shaky ceasefire deal with Cambodia. Thailand and Cambodia agree to immediate and unconditional ceasefire. New Zealand Attorney General warns her government's electoral reform could breach human rights law. The Hunt for the Next Dalai Lama podcast. Moscow starts direct flights to North Korea amid decline in options for Russian tourists. Australia News Live. Pocock calls for more targeted Israel sanctions, starting with Netanyahu. NSW police threaten court action to block pro-Palestine march. David Crisafulli claims drop in Queensland crime victim rates, but Labor says he's cherry-picking data. Sharing statement by terrorist organization could contravene Racial Discrimination Act. Lawyers in Mary Kostakidis' case argue. Beyond comprehension for Israel to claim there is no starvation crisis in Gaza. Australia PM says law professor at center of leaked email controversy claims University of Melbourne suspended him because of his political opinion. 16 people killed in Russian strike on Ukraine prison, officials say.